Always a pleasure to talk to this guy. He's one of our favorite people on Trot Radio. Easy guy to root for, and his driving speaks for itself. Scotty Zeron, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Norm.
Obviously, it's a big week for you, and we were just talking off mic just a moment ago. You were saying how jacked up you are about the coming weekend and the NA Cup.
Yeah, this race is it's my hometown race. It's been the one race that I've been able to attend every year and always get to see these amazing horses racing this race. And purse aside, to me, it is the biggest race that I've ever wanted to win. And this year, having that horse that has that opportunity to do it, it's quite surreal.
That horse being Vegas Vacation, and you talk about looking at this race as you have for all this time, and last year you came so close after you just missed with Michael's Power. Of course, you made up for it with a jug win, but still, it's the NA Cup, you know. How much added incentive, therefore, is there for you to personally come into this year with another Casey Coleman trainee, and what do you probably think you could have done last year?
Last year was, to me, one of the most disappointing races I've ever been in. I all I had to do was be top five at Michael's Power, and I decided to sit the two hole. I got locked in the entire way, and it was quite rough for me to deal with. But I've learned from last year to this year that we're not going to be getting locked in on the rail. And you know, Casey's she always seems to have that champion horse, and Michael's Power was the last year's horse, and this year, hopefully, Vegas Vacation just fits right in there.
Yeah. Now, you did pick up the drive on Vegas Vacation from a pretty big name in Brian Sears last year. You went right to the Champlain, and quite honestly, you didn't have that much success with them. You know, there was a disappointment in the Breeders' Crown after a promising second in the Elim, but you pick up the lines on them again this year, and you're undefeated in four starts. What makes the difference?
Last year, Casey, she started out with Jonathan Drury driving the horse, and then Brian picked up the drive. And after his Metro pace, Casey had asked me to drive him for the rest of the year. And you know what? He was just a phenomenal animal last year. He just didn't have his head on right in some circumstances. And to that token, he never really drew that gray. And it was just a bunch of bad racing luck. And he was kind of overlooked as a really, really nice two-year-old. But this year, Casey's just done a phenomenal job at getting back to the races in great shape. And the schedule that she's had in bringing him coming to an Elmer's a 2 to start off the year, nice easy race for him off the pace, and then Elmer's a 3 the next week, he's just had the right track, and she's pointed him perfectly towards this race.
You know, it's amazing. You know, we talk about how many horses have the difficulty going from 2 to 3, and some of them never pan out after that. But the ones that do really do. And I think we're looking at an example of that with Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, I'd agree.
You had to be impressive the way you stayed brave in the Elims. You had odds on Aquilius chasing you, and of course, Johnny Campbell in the bike. What's it like to turn around and see legends all around you, and then it dawns on you, hey, I'm in the same league with these guys?
It's pretty cool. I mean, I've driven with them for a few years now, and they always show up for these big races with these amazing horses to drive. And I just try and treat it just as they're just as good as me kind of thing. And having that odds on Aquilius coming second over, that was kind of dangerous for me. And Casey made sure that it was quite crucial that we win this elimination and pick our post. So having to put away odds on Aquilius down the lane was something that I thought would be a lot tougher to do. But Vegas has done everything I've asked of them, and I'm pretty excited for this week.
Well, you have to be excited, because even though your elimination was the slowest of the three, Vegas Vacation had the best final quarter of all the other Elim winners. You went 26-2 in the final frame.
Yeah, I mean, speed was irrelevant. I just wanted to make sure I won that race, and I had to do a little more work down the backside to clear to the front. But I just took a patient approach, and that I was the heavy favorite, and I had a lot of respect. So I took my time leaving the gate, and down the backside I made my move. When I made the front, I was able to just back off that third quarter, and when I spoke to him down the lane, he was right there for me. So sure, I'm not worried about the time. He already flashed up a 48 mile the week prior, so I'm not worried about that.
He's definitely got the go. When you assess the field, and I'm sure you already have, which of those you think will be the most to fear?
I think this has got to be one of the most competitive North American Cups I've ever seen. I mean, all three Elim winners looked great, but in that aspect, in saying the ones that were just runner-ups and finishing third, those horses were coming 26 flat on the end of it, and you and I both know in the North American Cup, drivers aren't holding anything back, so there's going to most likely be some big fractions, and it might set up for an off-the-pace horse, and I think every single horse has a great shot at this one.
That leads us to the next question about a possible sleeper, and who do you think that might be? I was going to say Sunshine Beach.
See, I've had the pleasure of driving a couple of the other horses that are in this race. I've driven Fool Me once at the beginning of this year, so I know a lot about him. But all last year, I was able to drive Wake Up Peter, and I know what he's capable of doing, mm-hmm. and I think he's the dark horse.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye open, and at the same time, we'll have an eye open on what you're doing with Vegas Vacation. Obviously, winning the NA Cup would mean a great deal to you. What can you kind of crystallize what that would mean, both personally and professionally?
I mean, it's the start of this year for big stake races, and to put my name on the NA Cup, to me, that trophy is just immaculate. I absolutely love it. I've cherished this race forever, and I'm going to do everything in my power to win. I know Casey's going to have this horse as good as he can be, and let's just hope the stars align.
Scotty, back in January, we ran into you and your dad at the O'Briens, and there was strong conjecture back then, given the political climate at the time, that you might want to go south. Obviously, you're still here. We're glad to see that, but does that mean you're staying in Ontario for the time being and keeping it as your base?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows what's happened with the B-tracks, and Woodbine and Mohawk have stayed pretty strong with their purse structure, and I just feel like it's not the right time to make that move down there, as the opportunities are still alive here with great money, and this is just my home place. I love Canada, I love racing in Ontario, and I wanted to make sure moving down to the States was just a last resort, and so far I'm going to keep my eye on what's happening here, but so far I want to stay here.
You're a class act, kid, and we wish you the best of luck in the Pepsi North American Cup, Scott Zeron. Thank you so much for taking the time, as you always do.
Thank you very much, Tom.